Prayer for When You Feel Overwhelmed by Emily Rose Massey. Read by Leah Martin.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you, and my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Psalm 61:1-3. I sat in the recliner with my journal on my lap and tears streaming down my cheeks. I knew that if I could just write out my frustrations, just like countless times before in my life, that I might be able to find some clarity, and it may help to calm the swirling thoughts that were circling around in my mind and causing me to feel so utterly overwhelmed with everything going on in my life. I've journaled for as long as I can remember, and as a writer, I've always enjoyed being a storyteller, and often, especially after becoming a Christ follower, journaling has helped me externally process my very own stories with God. So before I began writing, I grabbed my Bible and thumbed through the book of Psalms. Suddenly, the first three verses in Psalm 61 caught my attention. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call you, when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy. Psalm 61:1-3. I read these three verses aloud a few times, and tears continued to flow. My heart was faint, but the Lord was strengthening me as I looked to Him, my ever-present help in time of need. My weeping turned into a time of gratitude that I was not alone in my suffering. God was near to me in that moment. Instead of the overwhelm of my anxiety over what I was facing, God's peace began to overwhelm my heart as I shared with Him what was causing me so much worry and stress. Suddenly, I was able to see more clearly, and my problems seemed so small standing next to God Almighty. When our heart is overwhelmed with the cares of this life, we must take the time to cast them upon the Lord. 1 Peter 5:7. Like Psalm 61 tells us, we are to cry out to God, for He alone is our protection and refuge against the chaos of this life. Jesus Christ, our rock, is our firm foundation when the ground beneath our feet feels shaky. We can run to Him for safety and trust that when the waves crash in around us, He will be our fortress in the midst of the storms of life. Let's pray. Father, I am stressed out and overwhelmed. I cry out to you knowing that you care for me and that you do not want me to find safety in anything else but you. I run to you and look to you to bring a peace that passes all understanding. for you are my fortress and protection against the storms of life. Thank you, Jesus, that you are a firm foundation. In the midst of chaos and troubles, you are constant and you are unshakable. I do not build my life upon sinking sand, but on you, my rock and my redeemer. Thank you for being near to me when I'm worried or afraid. I can always lean upon you and trust that you are always working things out for your glory and for my good. Amen.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.